Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, August 10th, 2020. On Friday morning, the Berlin police evicted the left-wing neighborhood bar Syndikat in Neukölln. Shortly after 9 a.m., the bailiff, accompanied by numerous police officers, appeared in the cordoned-off area in front of the pub. The entrance door was open from the outside to give the bailiff access. Throughout the night, several hundred people had protested against the eviction, including fights and arguments with the police. According to initial reports, more than 40 people were arrested and 6 officers are said to have been injured. The police, who deployed about 700 forces throughout the day, also used pepper spray. The real estate investor Fairmont Properties, one of the numerous companies in the British Pears Group, had terminated the lease for the Neukölln pub in September 2018 after 33 years. Originally, the premises in the Weisestrasse were to be vacated by the end of 2019. However, the pub collective refused to hand over the keys and continued to operate the Syndikat ever since. Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel has mixed feelings about the eviction. In an interview with the RBB, he stated that the cancellation of the contract and the eviction title are legal, and that the constitutional state cannot be dissuaded from enforcing court decisions by threats of violence. On the other hand, he acknowledged that Berlin needs spaces of freedom like the Syndikat, adding that, quote, "It is indeed a problem of politics that for several years we have not been able to provide such free spaces on a permanent basis." The Greens and the left in Neukölln criticized the police operation as disproportionate and a massive restriction to freedom of assembly. The Berlin FDP parliamentary group leader Sebastian Zaya, on the other hand, demanded that the, quote, "blackmail attempts of the left-wing chaos must no longer be tolerated." The AfD accused Interior Senator Geisel of being personally responsible for, quote, "street fights and excesses of violence with his policies." Climate activists occupied the combined heat and power plant in Moabit on Saturday morning in order to demonstrate for a faster exit from coal energy. According to a police spokesperson, around 20 people gained access to the site, and several activists climbed onto the towers, cranes, and ash silo of the power plant. The squatters unrolled banners with slogans such as, quote, "Whoever evacuates us is for coal," and, quote, "Uprising with a distance." Per the police, the situation remained calm in the morning, with about 40 police officers observing the protest. The energy company's spokesperson said that they had no interest in clearing the area because the power plant is currently not in operation due to maintenance work. Parallel to the occupation, activists held a vigil at the Westhafen S-Bahn station around 10 a.m. At 11 a.m., a demonstration entitled "Steinkohle ist Blutkohle" or "Hard coal is blood coal" occurred at Rosa-Luxemburg-Platz in Mitte. With their actions, the group Direkte Aktion Berlin announced that the climate activists are demanding for, among other things, a faster coal exit and, quote, "an end to fossil capitalism," and that the planned coal extension law of the German government is a slap in the face for all those who had been fighting for years for climate justice. The Moabit Combined Heat and Power Plant, built in 1900, burns hard coal, and since 2013, biomass, and is operated by the Swedish energy company Vattenfall. Education Senator Sandra Shiras has rejected demands by Berlin Parents Committees for compulsory masks in class during the first week of school, but has pointed out the possibility of voluntary solutions. So far, wearing a mask is only mandatory in the corridors, in the toilets, in recreation rooms, and meeting rooms. Pediatricians and child psychologists are against compulsory masks in class. However, at the request of parents, a class could agree to wear mouth and nose protection. The teachers could also do this. And another way would be a resolution of the school board. According to Chairman Norman Heise, the reason for the demands of the parents' committees are the returning travelers and the concern about a higher risk of infection. He referred to first school closures due to Corona in Mecklenburg-Vorpommern. His hope is that special rules for the first 1 to 2 weeks in view of the incubation period could help prevent the spread of the infection. Therefore, the state's Parents Committee and the 12 district committees also called for schools to be given the option of switching to a Plan B in the first 1 to 2 weeks of school, for example, teaching with a reduced class size. Additionally, the committees think that more corona tests for pupils and teachers are necessary. Meanwhile, Berlin's business community is insisting that all students attend despite the corona pandemic. The Chamber of Industry and Commerce, or the IHK, the Hotel and Restaurant Association, or DIHOGA, and the Trade Association and the Business Associations, or the UVB, declared in a joint statement on Saturday, quote, "It's in the interest of the entrepreneurs and their employees that their children are reliably taught and looked after again. Berlin must now strike a balance between health protection and economic revival." In order to ensure that the restart of school operations is successful, hygiene plans and precautions would have to be taken in the event of infections occurring at a school. A series of photos is currently getting worldwide attention. In them, a nudist chasing a family of wild boar. The incident happened on Wednesday at Teufelsee when a sow was walking with her two piglets and grabbed the yellow bag of a nudist without further ado. The mother animal fled with the prey, the young animals followed at a gallop, pursued by the owner of the bag. In the end, he managed to get his items back, including his laptop, and the thief and her offspring fled. Several others watched and took photos of the chase, and the hunter explicitly allowed the publication leading to their viral nature. And lastly, thank you to Kat for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Stay cool, Berlin, and thanks for listening.